Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the New Testament right now in the book of Mark, and we'll go into the back to the Old Testament in a little bit. But one of the things you need to know about the book of Mark, it is you will often hear the word immediately or suddenly or quickly. It's a very fast-paced, action-packed book. And so just be listening for that as I'm reading through. Today, I'm reading from chapter 11, verses 15 through 33 in the World English Bible. That will finish up chapter 11 today. They came to Jerusalem, and Jesus entered into the temple and began to throw out those who sold and those who bought in the temple, and overthrew the money changers' tables and the seats of those who sold the doves. He would not allow anyone to carry a container through the temple. He taught them, saying, "Isn't it written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations,'" from Isaiah 56, 7, "but you have made it a den of robbers," from Jeremiah 7, 11. The chief priests and the scribes heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the multitude was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, he went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away by the roots. Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. For most certainly I tell you, whoever may tell this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes what he says is happening, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore, I tell you, all things whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your transgressions." They came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him. And they began saying to him, "By what authority do you do these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I'll tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me." They reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we should say from heaven, he will say, 'Why didn't you believe him?' If we should say from men," they feared the people, for all held John to really be a prophet. They answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus said to them, "Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, I'm struck as I was reading that today that the same thing that happened to John the Baptist is the same thing that happened to you with the scribes and Pharisees. They were jealous. They didn't believe, but they did believe because the people followed. It's just interesting to see the correlation there. And Lord, I want to be one who believes. And in this particular passage, it is about belief. After we see the money changers in the temple, we see this fig tree cursed, withered up, curled up. And I actually have a couple fig trees in my yard, and I've seen this happen. Actually, I've seen them leaf out and not produce fruit. I've seen them leaf out and produce fruit, and I've also seen them die. And they can be kind of a tender tree. But following this, you talk about having this great amount of faith that can send a mountain into the sea. And Lord, I just confess, I do have faith, but help my unfaith. I do believe, but help my unbelief. I do believe that you have the power to do all things through me, but oftentimes I don't live that way. And I just ask for your forgiveness in living meekly that way and not tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit as I pray. And so, Lord, as I pray right now, I pray your Holy Spirit would pray through me. I pray it would touch those who are listening. I pray you would heal those who are sick. I pray that you would release those who are captives from whatever thing that has captivated them. Maybe they're in a very, very bad relationship, or they are being captivated by porn, or they are harming themselves, cutting themselves. Lord, there's so many different things, and I've been in some of those places as well. And Lord, I need deliverance. They need deliverance. You are capable of delivering. I have faith to believe that you are strong enough to do so. And so, Lord, we surrender our lives again to you. And we ask that you give us mountain-like faith to believe you for big things and to believe you particularly that you love the people in our lives who are far from you far more than we do and that you are taking them on a journey. Help us to relinquish them to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I try not to ask this too often, but if you do feel led to support the podcast, we do exist on a shoestring, and it is not a money-making endeavor in any sort of way. These go directly to pay for all the production costs. So if you feel led to do that, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday and read up there. If you want to give a one-time gift, you can email my assistant, Kristen, directly, newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll give you a link for a one-time gift. I am not a 501c3, so that I can't give you a tax-deductible receipt. I'm sorry about that. All right. Thank you so much for those who support the show, and thanks to all of you who pray for it. I appreciate it.